Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to this, the Frank Sontag Show. Good Friday evening to you and yours. As always, thank you for joining us. We're here every Friday evening from 7 until 9. And it's a big coincidence on 790 KABC. The first half hour or so, we are going to delve into an area that affects us all. I've got a very special guest on the hotline. He is a dear friend and co-founder of Rejuvio Medical Spa in Pasadena, Dr. John Shea. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. John, I hope you're well.
Hi, Frank. Excited to be on with you.
Indeed. And we want to get into a specific topic, at least to start, that affects us all. And I want to tell a very short story to our KABC family. One of the first times I met you, you quizzed me and you stumped me because I did not know much about these types of things. When I think of health and rejuvenation, I don't know, I'm a guy. It's not like these kind of things enter my mind immediately. And I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, one of those guys. But I think, you know, women are drawn to this maybe more so than men. But here's the point. You quizzed me. You said, Frank, what is the largest organ in the human body? And I just kind of drew a blank. And when you gave me the answer, I thought, that can't be right. So, and this is what we're going to talk about, at least in part tonight. What is the largest organ of the human body, John?
Well, it's your skin. Absolutely, your skin.
And
it is an organ.
And we are entering now the summer months soon where it's hot and sunny. And there are thousands of people listening right now. I pray they just stay with us where if you're anything like me, this is like something that's not at the forefront of my mind. Skin protection, God forbid skin cancer. So you have a large area of expertise in this area. So let's talk about the skin. And your area of expertise is not necessarily in plastic surgery or Botox or fillers. It's about skin rejuvenation. So let's talk a little bit about skin, and then we'll talk about the sun and what's going on and sunscreens, the importance of sunscreens.
Yeah. All right. Well, see, the skin, I'm glad you brought it up. It's the largest organ in our body. And so, you know, everybody's trying to exercise. They're trying to do cardiovascular health, help their heart, help their lungs, you know, trying to detox your liver. Everybody's trying to do something with health. But the skin is still an organ, and it still deserves us taking care of it. We just sometimes don't know the best way. And we think maybe just at best put on a sunscreen, which I'll get to, is a huge problem in itself. You know, and then people don't know what to do, and then they end up doing these chemical things like you said, Botox. It has its purpose, but it's not helping your skin. They do fillers. They plump up the face. You look paralyzed and swollen and look like a duck or some fish lips, and they just start looking silly, and you still haven't done anything for your largest organ in your body, which is your skin. And the thing is, I'm here to let you know that the skin is an organ that can be helped. Just like somebody who could exercise and get fit and eventually start running marathons because they improve their cardiovascular health, well, our skin, we can help it. We can make a difference. We can reverse things that we think that are going on there. And I can share with you several of those things tonight.
And I want to be the guy that's kind of blunt, and I will plead a bit of ignorance. When we talk about this issue, oftentimes what used to go through my mind before I started spending time with you, and I thank God for you, is aesthetics. Like when I think of skin, I just think of the outside and what it looks like. And you were the first to say, Frank, there's so much more to this. This is about not only rejuvenation, which you believe, again, a great deal in, but this is about health. This is a very serious situation that we have going on right now with skin and skin cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Definitely. What we want people to know is that when we hear about skin rejuvenation and, you know, some maybe plastic surgeons and such will advertise, hey, we can do a skin rejuvenation procedure. And, oh, it's a skin rejuvenation thing. And take off years from the California sun. And I've heard these things, and I'm in shock because they just want to cut and then pull things back and sew it tighter. And you didn't do anything to the skin to rejuvenate it. All you did was take the old bad skin and pull it back and then re-sew it. And it's, you didn't do anything to it. But there's a lot of things that we can do for that. And there are a lot of it's using energy-based treatments, which might be ultrasound or radio frequency electrical energy or lasers and light energy. And those things have been shown to be able to not just get rid of the discolorations on the skin that might look unsightly, that aesthetically doesn't look good, but it actually can help the skin to start behaving like it's younger again. The DNA gene expression, the way the skin is programmed to act, as we get older, it starts to shut down. You can actually revive what your DNA is doing, so it starts acting and thinking it's a lot younger and starts behaving and restoring its functions. And that's just a matter of using these special light and electrical energy type treatments that do cosmetically help make it look better by removing spots, but changes the skin to a healthier state. So these things can be done very easily.
John Shea is my guest from Rejuvio Medical Spa. I'm going to give a number out a bunch of times, 626-427-6500, 626-427-6500. When I was a teenager, I'm dating myself, the big deal was, I remember this, the girl I was dating, go to the beach and literally put on baby oil on your skin to increase the tan. I mean, that was so in the 70s. In 50 years, we've learned a lot about this issue. So let me ask you directly, how is it this is one of, and I think it's a wheelhouse for you, this is something that you're very much involved with, cutting edge technology, forefront. How is it that of all areas, skin is a passion for you? Not only you want people to look good, but again, this is an issue of health in and of itself.
You know, when I started out, it was the whole idea of anti-aging. It was helping people take their health and make it better, not just look for disease when you're sick and then give you a drug. And so as I looked into those things, we've found ways to help, you know, help you live better, live longer, extend lifespans. And one of the things that was developing at that time, technology had been developing, and I was on top of that, had to do with laser treatments and light energy treatments. And so I became one of the early adopters of that technology because we could actually, it wasn't just a cosmetic thing, it was about actual rejuvenation in the skin. So we are not just about the skin. You know, we do help the skin. That is one of our biggest areas because it's an area that's been missed. And of course, we've also been now doing a lot in the anti-aging, not just of the skin, but also, let's say, of your joints. You know, we use platelet-rich plasma from your own blood, the growth factors there to help your joints. We'll actually use that PRP, platelet-rich plasma from your blood, for your skin to help rejuvenate. And it has many uses, even for hair growth on the scalp. We've done stuff with stem cells for people who have brain damage, whether it's children with cerebral palsy or adults with Parkinson's or stroke. We've been able to help them using the stem cell repair. So the skin is a big part because, like I said, it's the largest organ of your body, and people have just been doing it wrong for so long. So it's become one of our passions because we know we can make a huge impact there. And there's a lot of things that people are missing and doing wrong.
Now, I want you to emphasize something you alluded to just briefly, and maybe we can spend another moment or two and then break and come back and get into a huge topic, and that would be sunscreen. I was talking to a friend earlier about this issue, and said, friend said, well, I just put some sunscreen on, which most people think this is the right thing to do. And there's some concerns about that, of which we'll get into in the second hour. But talk more specifically, you made mention energy and laser, and you do so many things at Rejuvio that is so at the forefront and cutting edge. And, you know, my wife's a client. I come in, you PRP'd both of my shoulders. I've got about 90% now when I couldn't even pick up my arms. So you're doing a lot of wonderful things for our community. But speak directly about, like, lasers and working with energy specifically on the skin.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, we've been doing that since 2001. So it's been about 22 years that we've been doing that and helped with some FDA trials and some energy devices as well. But you know, one of the things that I mentioned earlier about light energy, there's a pulse of light energy that revives. It's like it wakes up the mitochondria and the DNA of the cells, which is really interesting. So it starts behaving younger. So then it starts to build your skin and the collagen like it was when you were younger. So if you biopsy the skin, the architecture of your skin looks like it's from a younger person instead of an older person. But now we have new treatments, other energy treatments. Like there's a treatment called Softwave right now, probably the most popular. It uses ultrasonic energy to target 1.5 millimeters below the surface of your skin. And at that level, 1.5 millimeters is your dermis, is your collagen layer. And when it targets that, it heats it, and it gets to 65 degrees Celsius. I'm getting a little scientific here. But it's like here when you're like cooking something. When you get it to the right temperature, the food molecules change. And in this case, when you get it to the right temperature, the collagen layer, it makes these little, when we say coagulation, where it clumps together, it tightens. And then it stimulates the body to rebuild new collagen. So normally, our skin is losing collagen. The UV rays from the sun are breaking it down. And as we age, things just slowly breaking down and falling apart. Kind of like like carpet padding. And over time, somebody's been walking on this carpet, the padding underneath disintegrates. And then the carpet doesn't have that springiness anymore. It's just flattened out. It feels uncomfortable. But what this energy device does, it stimulates new collagen production, and your body produces new collagen. So what you get is not something we injected or put there. What you get is what your body created, what your body actually formed and grew back in there and restored it. That's why I say you can actually get you back to where you used to have. And aging just creeps up on you, and one day you think, oh my gosh, I just suddenly age? And you didn't suddenly age. It's been gradually happening over time. It's just there's a threshold that we get past that suddenly we think, oh, I don't like this anymore. But the good news is that there are things that can save you, the things that can restore it. And you don't have to go in somewhere and come out looking like a ridiculous Beverly Hills housewife.
Yeah. You know, we're not stereotyping. We're just saying, calling it as it is, because I think we all know exactly what you're talking about. Oh my goodness.
Right.
Dr. John Shea is my guest from Ajuvio Medical Spa. The number 626-427-6500. Website is rejuvayou.com. rejuvayou. rejuvayou.com. You can go on the website and see a whole array of what they do. And we're going to get into a topic when we come back. Dr. Shea sent me a PDF file on sunscreens. And I have to tell you, I sat in the other studio for about 30 minutes going, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. That's shocking. That's unbelievable. So we're going to get into this topic as well. I hope and pray you stay with us. Dr. John Shea is my guest. We will continue with more here on the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. One more segment with my guest, Dr. John Shea from Rejuvio Medical Spa. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about, well, the largest organ in the human body, which is our skin of all things. And before, again, I'm breaking and busting myself, before you may go, well, I'm not so sure this applies to me. It applies to all of us. Skin cancer is a serious problem. And yet there are solutions, and Dr. Shea is at the forefront. So for those listening, we've got summer coming up. It's getting warm, sunshine. We think, well, it's very important to put sunscreens on. And yet you sent me a PDF file. Off air, I was like, I didn't know any of this stuff. In other words, sunscreens are not necessarily the answer, or depending on what type of sunscreen you use. So let's delve into that. First of all, talk about sunscreens and the dangers of not knowing what you're putting on your skin.
Okay. Sounds good. Just double check. Can you guys hear me right now?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, so sunscreens, I mean, everybody talks about, hopefully, sunscreens, that we got to do that to protect our skin. And moms and parents are trying to do a better job with their children to say, you got to put on your sunscreen. And so you go to the store and there's so many brands, and maybe you like Neutrogena or Aveeno or some trusted brands and big name cosmetic stuff. And it's not the brand's fault necessarily, But when you look at them, a lot of them have what we call chemical sunscreen, and that's avobenzone, oxybenzone, octinoxate. I mean, if you see the name, it's kind of like, how do you pronounce this? And but you figure, well, it must be good. It's FDA approved, and they're selling it. But what you have to worry about is that there have been a lot of concerns, because even the CDC, they found that oxybenzone was found in the bloodstream of 96% of Americans. And okay, well, it's in there, but what does it do? Well, they found out that it affects your hormone levels. So boys who have oxybenzone in their bloodstream, and they've been getting sunscreens placed on them, their testosterone levels are a lot lower. Their sperm count is decreased. Mothers who are pregnant with a boy, their pregnancy is shorter and the birth weight of the baby is decreased. So it's not just a sunscreen to block the sun. It's causing, it's messing up with our hormones. It's changing things. And these are concerning because especially if it's in children, they're still developing. You know, a boy's developing, his brain is developing, his organs are developing, and the signals that your body gets as developing, the signals that it gets from the hormones are really important. And now we've disrupted those things. And so that is a big concern. Avobenzone, oxybenzone, octinoxate, they all have hormone issues. You know, there's another problem with, that also happens is that these chemical sunscreens, while they may initially block some ultraviolet rays so you don't get a sunburn, well, over time, as you're out there in the sun, eventually the sunscreen stops having its effectiveness. But the other thing, so then you're going to get sun damage. But the other thing is that the chemical itself, when it breaks down, has been shown to cause something called reactive oxygen species, or they're free radicals. And what happens is those things damage your skin. So now you've got two things damaging your skin, the chemical and the UV rays. And so that is a big problem. And the thing is, if you go to a supermarket and you look at the shelves, or go to Target the other day, I went and I just randomly just grab one, look at what's on the back, avobenzone, oxybenzone, Helioplex, which is a combination of all of those things. And that's been a huge problem for decades that this has been out. And you know, you're wondering why is it still out there? Well, the state of Hawaii is the first state to finally ban. Well, they only banned two of those chemicals. One is oxybenzone and octinoxate, and it wasn't necessarily because of the hormone disruption or the damage to the skin. The reason they banned it was because it was killing the reefs. It actually kills coral.
Wow.
And it bleaches the coral and ruins it. So I remember visiting Hawaii years ago before we got married, you know, back in 2006. I remember going back there and I thought, wow, it's so beautiful. The reefs are just a kaleidoscope of colors. And then, you know, I go back a couple years later and I thought, what happened? It's all brown. And I thought, maybe I'll come back next year. And then a few years later, I go back, it's even worse. And basically they found that the levels of the oxybenzone and oxinoxate were going up 10,000 times higher than they should be. And it was because every day you have brand new people going in the water and they're spraying and putting all the sunscreen on to go in the water. And it's just ending up in the environment. And so even in Australia, the Great Coral Reef out there, the Great Barrier Reef, all that stuff is dead now. And it's just destroying the environment. It's messing up our bodies. And probably like 90% of you, if you go to your go into your cabinet or whatever, wherever you keep your sunscreen, and just pull it out. And just I dare you guys, pick it up and look at what your ingredient is. And if it's not easy to pronounce minerals such as zinc or titanium, which are good, but if you look and it's avobenzone, oxybenzone, octinoxate, homosalate, all these things that are hard to pronounce, that doesn't just come roll off your tongue unless you're a medical person, then those things are bad for you. So that's why I think millions of Americans have something dangerous just lurking in their cabinets right now.
So, John, let me reintroduce you. Dr. John Shea is my guest from RejuVU. RejuVU.com is the website. Phone number 626-427-6500. So this is something you know a great deal about, sunscreens. Again, you send me the PDF file. I'll probably go home and finish reviewing it because there's so much information in there. Talk about your awareness of sunscreen. I know you have some at RejuvaU, and I want it made available to my listeners, but talk more about what do we do about this? What can we do about this?
Yeah. So what you need is something that's mineral-based. I mean, it's so zinc. I mentioned zinc and titanium. And, of course, those are just natural elements that exist in our world. They weren't man-made or created. In fact, you put zinc-type creams on your baby's buttocks, right? That's a zinc cream to help them with diaper rashes. It's just a protective layer. And the thing is, in general, though, it's kind of whitish, and it maybe doesn't blend that well, but they're not always that bad. So, you know, at Rejuvia, we took a while to go through. We found some that were mineral sunscreens, but they actually had octinoxate in it, some other chemical mixed in with it. You know, good intentions, trying to use zinc that was better, but the chemical was messing it up. And so we eventually formulated a zinc and titanium that did not have those bad chemicals in it. And at the same time, it had to be able to blend into your skin. You'd have to be able to, it might be on, but if you put on a sunscreen, but it feels thick and just bad on your skin, yucky and sticky, you're not going to keep wearing it. And that's no use at all either, if you're not going to be compliant and use it on a regular basis. So we do have a Rejuvia sunscreen. We call it Rejuva Screen, and it's zinc based. We have one, and it's just the white that blends in. And we also have a tinted one. So people of color, like myself, because I'm Asian, or somebody who's Hispanic or any other color, you would probably use the tinted version. It has a slight color to it that helps to hide it in your skin. But those, it's not equivalent to the chemical sunscreens. In fact, they have a better blockage of UVA. Now that you hear UVA, UVB, UVC, well, it has to do with the wavelength. UVC, it's already filtered out in our atmosphere. But UVA and B hit our skin. The UVB probably gets the surface of the skin more. The UVA penetrates very deep and is what causes the loss of collagen and aging. But the zinc and titanium have the best blockage of UVA rays.
Let me jump in.
Especially compared to the chemical.
Let me jump in because we are almost out of time here. I want to let our listeners know Dr. Shea has blessed you. He's offering 25% off his sunscreen if you go and drop an email, which just simply at info@rejuvu.com. And he's never given out the email on my program, info@rejuvu.com. And he has a well stock of really good sunscreen that helps, healthy, et cetera, et cetera. Last question, and we've got a couple of minutes. It's a rhetorical question, but any way you want to go with this, and it's an intense one. Is skin cancer killing us? Is it on the rise? I'm hearing horror stories, even from people I know that have contracted skin cancer. So even more so, this is an issue that applies to all of us one way or another. But any thoughts on, is this getting worse? Is awareness getting better? Talk more about this in the couple of moments we have.
Yeah, I believe the awareness definitely is getting better. We are seeing people now, they've heard about, you know, I need to watch these things on my skin. And the reason the awareness is there is because the cancer rates have gone up, the incidences have gone up, and people are seeing others that are struggling with it. Some of these skin cancers, like melanoma, once that takes over, if they've spread, it's very hard to fight, and it can be fatal. So it's not something to take lightly, and we're exposed. We're out there, and sadly, when we thought we were being protected by these sunscreens, they're causing other damage to our body.
Yeah.
And so it's really sad that has continued. There have been complaints made, and then FDA was supposed to address it. And one of the responses after early complaints about problems with the sunscreen was when they came back, the recommendation was they made the sunscreen companies change. They could not say that they're waterproof anymore, and they couldn't call it a sunblock. They had to only call it sunscreen. But that had nothing to do with the negative aspects of the chemical sunscreen. Like they allowed it to still exist, but they kind of it was like a minor disciplinary thing to say, you can't use this labeling, and that's it. But it allowed this chemical to stay out there. So, yeah, this skin cancers are on the rise. They're out there. People are becoming more aware, but hopefully we're hitting, I just pray that we're hitting that peak where, yes, it goes up. We've become more aware of it, but then we can make a change.
Yeah.
And then we can start bringing that down. That's why the whole sunscreen thing is a important thing, dear to my heart, because we are seeing these problems. We're seeing the evidence of hormone disruptions. I mentioned how testosterone levels and even estrogen levels get messed up by other chemicals. And we know that's not right for our bodies to play with and mess up our hormones. And there's a skin condition, among other things, that would happen, called melasma. And women, I'm seeing melasma on the rise. Melasma is where women have this brown patch on both sides of their face. It's a symmetrical pattern, like a butterfly pattern. If it's on the left, it'll be on your right as well, in a similar spot. And the melasma is due to hormone disruption inside the body. And we think you wear sunscreen to help prevent it. Yes, if you use the mineral sunscreen, you'll be okay. But people are using the wrong chemical sunscreen, and we're actually worsening it. And melasma has risen dramatically also in the past 20 years that we've been doing all these skin rejuvenation treatments and management.
Dr. John Shea is a treasure trove of knowledge and information and experience. You would do yourself well to at least go to their website and acquaint yourself with all of the wonderful things they're doing in our community. Rejuveu.com is the website. The number to call directly to set up an appointment, have a conversation, 626-427-6500, 626-427-6500. And again, anyone that's willing to email about the sunscreen, John has decided to bless our KBC family 25% off sunscreen simply by emailing info@rejuveu.com. John, it's always just a brief moment. We can talk for hours. I'm so grateful for you and all you do for us. Thank you for being on the program, and thank you for making this radio program possible.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome. God bless you, John. We will continue. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. One of our sponsors making this program possible, Berglund & Johnson Law Group. For 40 years, they have been fighting for those, and this is kind of the topic, for fighting for those that have suffered life-changing injuries, even death because of negligence or wrongful acts of others, auto, truck, motorcycle. If you've been seriously injured, even if you already have an attorney, you can get a free evaluation and a second opinion. Cost you nothing. And by the way, you'll never pay anything unless they take on your case and you win. Dan Johnson is a good friend of mine. They are good people. They've been practicing this for more than 40 years. 800, the number 4, and the words if hurt. 1-800, the number 4, and the words if hurt. Berglund & Johnson Law Group. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. A lot has happened since last Friday. We've got a few moments here. This is a short segment. By the way, top of the next hour, one of the most outrageous commentaries I've ever read. And it has to do with Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner was in Russia, in prison for a while. You may remember her story. There is a commentary by Jason Whitlock on Outkick, their website. You have to hear this. And there's a context to it. And I want to get into it now, but I'm just going to say, top of next hour, you do not want to miss the first segment. So since we last met, when we signed off, Tucker Carlson had signed off saying, I'll see you Monday, and he was fired. Now, all the speculation, all the conjecture, I'm not interested. I was reading a lot of different perspectives this week. And I'm sure it'll come out one way or another. It seems to me it was a dollars and cents thing, although I know there's a lot of spin about a lawsuit and he said this about somebody and, oh, please. But here's facts. These are facts. He did a video, I think, a couple of days ago, just went maybe in his home studio and shot a 2 or 3 minute commentary. 60 million impressions. 19 million views. He just sat down and rolled the camera and talked for a few minutes. This is very interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch what happens from Tucker Carlson from here on. But his speech was similar to what he did for 6 years on the program. Program covered things like war, civil liberties, science, corporate power. And this is some of what he shared on this brief video clip. These are quotes. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who have been trying to silence them shrink. They become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. End quote. Carlson said after leaving the news business, he said how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on TV are. Couldn't agree with him more. I think his attribution was completely irrelevant. He said they mean nothing. In 5 years, you don't even remember what they talked about. Reasoned debate on real issues such as war, civil liberties, corporate power, other hot button issues are often stamped out, he shared. Here's a quote. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. And this is the way he signed off Friday. He said, see you soon. Actually, he said, see you Monday. He signed off on his video saying, see you soon. So what's he going to do? Who knows? He did sign off Friday asking Americans to wage spiritual warfare and to pray for the country. Highest rated show, 6.5 years, 3.39 million viewers. Man, this is big news, and we'll see what happens. I know that Glenn Beck said, come on over to the Blaze, we'll pay you a bunch of money. I don't think Tucker's hurting for offers. But I did see a short clip. Somebody was outside of his house and got a microphone, and Tucker said, hey, I had dinner with my wife for the first time in 7 years last night. It was pretty good. So, I'm a huge fan advocate of Tucker Carlson. I posted a short commentary that he shared on my Instagram page, I think on my KMG page. So we will follow that, no doubt about it. Hey, we've got a wide open board, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Phone lines are open if there's something on your mind. On the program tonight, RFK Jr. says the middle class was systematically wiped out by COVID-19 lockdowns. He's also declared his candidacy for president. I like him a lot. We'll share a bit about his take. Also, a second executive from the whole Bud Light fallout has taken a little time off. We'll share more about that. Planned Parenthood and the obscene amount of money they take from us, the taxpayers. We'll share that. Top of the next hour, we're going to talk about Brittany Griner and a phenomenon that's happening on my Instagram page. I posted a video that has 150,000 views, and we'll talk about that as well. What's on your mind tonight? Phone board is wide open, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. We're going to get caught up and be back with more of this, The Frank Sontag Show, next on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I tried to be a righteous man. I try to give love all over the world, but I'm tired of being used.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on The Frank Sontag Show. 800-222-5222 are the numbers. 800-222-KABC. My thanks again to Dr. John Shea. You know, I always struggle with talk radio and guests. Like, I know John, he's one of my closest friends. He supports this radio program. He supports my ministry. He does tremendous work at RejuVU. And I can only, in short snippets of time in talk radio, relay, have him on, and try to convey what he does. You have to find out for yourself. You have to be one of few, because very few people actually respond to pick up the phone or go to the website and make an appointment and see all the incredible things they do. And talk radio is limiting. It's not like we sit down for hours and everything is fast-paced, fact-based, indeed, on 790 KBC, like the way I worked that in there. But John is a tremendous gift to our community. And whenever I have him on, I think, man, are people really listening? Do people really get it? And I'll use this first person. Sadly for me, I've learned later in my life, but I was always the type, especially when it comes to health and doctor appointments, I would always wait, and then when it gets really bad, I go. Right? Versus exercising something like preventative medicine. Get your checkup. Take care of business. And I've always been one to be conscious of certain things health-wise. My heart, staying in shape, not putting weight on, etc., working out. But there's so much more to the miracle of our body. And actually, in my faith, I believe it's all a God thing, like our immune system. How many of us just take our immune system for granted? You get a cold and somehow, some way, you may take some medication, whatever, and then you heal. You don't even think twice about what the immune system does or boosting your immune system or eating well. We have a serious problem in our culture with obesity. Serious problem. And I heard a morning show the other day talking about this new pill, cutting edge. This may be it. In studies, blind studies, 40% of the people that take it lose weight. And I'm thinking, that's great. I'm all for people getting healthier, but there's a core issue going on here. You know, our diet is awful. What we put in our mouths, the American diet is awful in and of itself. Mostly, when we talk about nutrients and the important necessities to what we put in our mouths, farming methods, chemicals, all the stuff. I mean, very few things we're getting in our body that we need. So then you have the supplement companies come alongside and they buy zillions of dollars of advertising. Take this pill, use this powder, shake this sucker up, you know, do that. But I mean, there's nothing worse than having a revelatory moment in the 11th hour, like, why did I not fill in the blank? Do something simple, like get a checkup once a year. My wife's friends, you know, making sure they get mammograms once a year. I mean, just simple things. And yet when we do an interview on skin, I've got 3 emails already, people kind of poo-pooing the idea. Oh, you know, he's just there to sell the sunscreen. And I'm thinking, you people are foolish. Those of you that respond, you 3. Like, if you think that's all we're doing here, if you think he's got nothing better to do than just peddle some sunscreen, this man has saved lives. And I won't get specific into some of the things he's done with stem cells and kids because I want to be careful here, but he is, how do I say it? God really has used Dr. John Shea in many ways because he's a willing servant. That's his heart. He wants to help people. I mean, doctors, the Hippocratic Oath to preserve life. How many doctors check that box and then, you know, threw it on the back 40 during COVID? Forget it. We don't care about trying to preserve life. Or I've always been amazed by the doctor that participates in capital punishment. Like, is that a little bit of a, wait a minute, you take a Hippocratic oath to preserve life and you're the dude that's shooting the poison in the veins? Aside from the conversation of capital punishment. If you've lived in California for a long period of time, it just seems like it was yesterday, 68, where RFK was assassinated downtown. And RFK Jr. is a very fascinating man. If you're not tracking him, if you've not read his book on Fauci, Holy moly, you need to pick it up. He's now on record. He's declared his candidacy for president as a Democrat. He says the middle class was systematically wiped out by COVID-19 lockdowns. Let me share a little bit about what RFK Jr. says. He said the way it was handled decimated the middle class. Quote, the strength of a nation comes from a strong economy and a vibrant middle class. And we've wiped out the middle class in the country systematically, end quote. 69-year-old who is prominent skeptic of vaccines stated that COVID-19 related policies benefited, get ready, the elite ruling class at a cost of the middle class. Check out the numbers for yourself, wherever you stand on this issue. Some people made a lot of money. Get this. RFK Jr. says $4 trillion in wealth was shifted from the middle class to, quote, a new aristocracy of billionaires. He said those lockdowns created 500 new billionaires. This is all direct attribution. This is all direct quote. The Oxfam report, which came out this week, shows that the billionaires that existed at the beginning of the pandemic, people like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeffrey Bezos, Bloomberg, they increased their wealth by 30% during the pandemic. How'd your wealth do? Your wealth go way up during the pandemic? Bezos's Amazon got to shut down all of its competitors, right? With all the lockdowns. Everybody started ordering Amazon. Really, really troubling. So I'm going to keep an eye on RFK Jr. I haven't voted Democrat in years. I was a registered Democrat for most of my life. And then recently, the Democrat Party does not even look remotely, even vaguely similar to what the true Democratic heart of that party is. Now they're a bunch of leftist socialists. But it is going to be very interesting to see what happens with RFK Jr. And I pray health over him. I mean, that family has experienced more than enough tragedy. 800-222-5222. I look away. Look at the board. We've got a bunch of calls on the screen. We'll get to your calls next hour. 800-222-5222. And I want to begin next hour with, and they're related, with a phenomena that is happening on my social media page with a video that I reposted. It's not my video. 150,000 views as of now. And the comments, one of the areas I want to get into. And there is a connection between a commentary by Jason Whitlock. If you don't know Jason, he is a black conservative sports guy. I think he's brilliant. And he has a commentary about Brittany Griner. You remember her? She was freed from Russia. She smuggled in, what was it, pot? Didn't know it was in the pipes or whatever. Well, I don't know. Look, you know, minor offense, but a WNBA star who's been overseas, you should know you want to be careful what you put in your goodie bag, right? But he has a commentary. It's just brilliant. And I'll give you a little tip off. It has to do with biological men participating in women's sports. Wait you hear his take. And wait you hear what's going on in the video that I posted. If you're on Instagram, go to my ministry page, KMG Ministries. You'll see a video. It's a track video. I'll just leave it at that. 150,000 plus views. And I think I've deleted probably 300 comments because of the vulgarity and the outrage of people. It's like the mob somehow, they can't just voice their outrage without being vulgar. But it's really struck a nerve, and we're going to peel back the many levels of this one. Biological men participating in women's athletics. Also, your calls. Few lines open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Our number two is around the corner. If you miss any portion of this broadcast, please go to franksontag.com. You can download the entire program each and every week. You are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC.